4. Watching the contents of experience. Finally, watch the patterns that actually shape your experience, the moving parts underneath it all. The 5 obstacles to awakening. Notice what's getting in the way. When wanting is present, know it's there. When it's gone, know that, and understand how it showed up, how it's let go of, and how it can be kept from coming back. Do the same with ill will, with dullness and drowsiness, with restlessness and worry, and with nagging doubt. 5 things that cloud the mind. See each one clearly, present or absent. So you watch the contents of experience as just what they are, sometimes from the inside, sometimes as they appear in themselves, sometimes both. You watch how they arise, how they pass, how they arise and pass. You stay aware just enough to keep knowing and seeing clearly, not leaning on anything, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a person watches the contents of experience as just what they are. The 5 parts bundled into self. Watch the very pieces you take yourself to be: body, feeling, perception, impulse, awareness, and see each one for what it is. Here's how this arises, and here's how it passes. These are the same 5 from the not-self-talk. So you watch the contents of experience as just what they are, sometimes from the inside, sometimes as they appear in themselves, sometimes both. You watch how they arise, how they pass, how they arise and pass. You stay aware just enough to keep knowing and seeing clearly, not leaning on anything, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a person watches the contents of experience as just what they are. The 6 senses. Notice how attachment forms. Through the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind, you make contact with the world, and attachments can arise through contact. See that binding as it forms. See it when it lets go, and understand how to keep it from forming again. So you watch the contents of experience as just what they are. Sometimes from the inside, sometimes as they appear in themselves, sometimes both. You watch how they arise, how they pass, how they arise and pass. You stay aware just enough to keep knowing and seeing clearly, not leaning on anything, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a person watches the contents of experience as just what they are. The 7 qualities of awakening. Notice the qualities that support awakening when they're present, and learn how to grow them. Clear attention, genuine investigation, energy, a settled gladness, calm, a collected mind, and an even, balanced steadiness. When each is there, know it. Know how it took root and how to strengthen it. So you watch the contents of experience as just what they are, sometimes from the inside, sometimes as they appear in themselves, sometimes both. You watch how they arise, how they pass, how they arise and pass. You stay aware just enough to keep knowing and seeing clearly, not leaning on anything, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a person watches the contents of experience as just what they are. Matthäus, the four truths. And finally, see the four truths from the very first talk directly in your own experience. This is suffering. This is where it comes from. This is its ending. This is the path. Not as ideas now, as things you watch happening in you. So you watch the contents of experience as just what they are. Sometimes from the inside, sometimes as they appear in themselves, sometimes both. You watch how they arise, how they pass, how they arise and pass. You stay aware just enough to keep knowing and seeing clearly, not leaning on anything, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a person watches the contents of experience as just what they are.